And you may always continue to be seated. And we'll get into the service proper. The introduction to chrismons, I hope all of you remember where they've come from. They have a history. I think it's probably about 30 or 40 years. They were developed back in the northeast section of our country by, and I want to think it's Lutheran Church has been very big on it. But it got to be something that many churches realized it was something we needed to do. That is to remember Christ in a special way using some of the ornamentation that has become associated with the Christmas season, the tree and the lights, but also putting on ornaments that are intended not to remind us of Santa or what are some of the other things? Rudolph. The Simpsons or
Star Trek.
Or Star Trek. But to remember, to remind us of the reason for the season, Christ's birth, coming to us to bring us the Savior. And so we do have a number of different ornaments. They all have meanings, and those will be mentioned as we get into the service. I think Betty's got them all divided up here, and she'll explain that to you as the time comes. But we will begin with a scripture reading, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 to 7. I don't have the number there for you from your Bibles, and as a matter of fact, when I printed these out, I used the NIV, so you'll see a little bit difference between the Pew Bibles and this. But, reading from Isaiah, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this."